Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
On the line, I've got Terry Exposite from the Ventnor Anxiety Cafe. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hope you're well too.
Yes.
Now, can you tell me, what is the Ventnor Anxiety Cafe?
Well, the Anxiety Cafe has been set up by Ventnor Council. It used to be run at Churchview, and when Churchview in Ventnor closed, it was moved to Salisbury Gardens, the council buildings, into the green room. And it's a gathering on a Monday morning, 10 till 12, and a Wednesday, 10 till 12. And people can join up by going onto our Anxiety Cafe Facebook group or our Messenger account for the Anxiety Cafe. And they can introduce themselves and say, could I come along and have a look? And it's really open for everybody. And it's just a gathering of people, like-minded people. Everybody's very calm and it's a lovely environment. And we have coffee and tea or hot chocolate and cakes or biscuits or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we chat and we have lots of crafts going on. We play bingo. Some of the members love to play bingo and they bring perhaps a bar of soap or something nice as a prize. And we do little outings too. We've been very kindly given by Ventnor Town Council an allotment, which is wonderful to be out in nature, especially a lot of people don't have a garden. And we go putting, we exchange DVDs and books, we chat, we can arrange walks. And at the moment, I'm just trying to establish if we can get a Christmas lunch organised. So it's absolutely marvellous for anybody who's living on their own or feeling anxious or isolated, and particularly after the pandemic, people are finding it hard to get out.
Yes, I can understand that. And also probably quite anxious about going out without wishing to stress that point too much. So it is for people who are perhaps vulnerable, perhaps on their own, we say, but they don't have to be on their own, do they? They feel generally anxious about life.
That's right. No, we have married people coming too. It's just a lovely break in the week. You know, you'll feel safe and it's calm and everybody understands. Everybody's got the same sort of situation. And the members are so kind to each other. I mean, some of them even braved yesterday's flooding to get there. And it's just a lovely atmosphere. And as I say, if anybody's got any problems or worries, they can either talk to me quietly on their own, or as a group we might say, well, look, we can help with that, or I can source that, or I could find that. And some of them meet up for lunches and we do all sorts of things and all sorts of activities. And I say to the group, what would you like to do? Put some suggestions forward, and we get it off the ground that way. And it's actually a really lovely atmosphere, really nice.
So in essence, it's a social support group but with social activities on top.
Absolutely, definitely, yes. I mean, we're planning putting, but you can imagine the weather's been a bit dreadful. So very kindly, Jackie at Ventnor Park has offered us that facility, which gets us out again into nature and having fun. And we'll probably have a little prize for whoever wins and so on. And it's just a great group of people, you know, mixed ages. You know, we have our young members can be 16, 17, and some of our eldest are in their 80s. It's absolutely lovely.
So when you use the term anxiety, it's not something specific, is it? Or it can be, but it isn't necessarily something specific.
No, it can be any kind of issues. Perhaps just struggling to get back out because we've locked down for such a long time. Perhaps wanting to ease yourself back in gently into society. Perhaps just wanting to feel comfortable with other people who understand that there are difficulties in certain areas in life. And let's face it, it's across the board. This problem with anxiety is huge, particularly in the last 18 months. And it's just nice to know you don't have to explain yourself and that everybody else understands and there's somebody to chat to. And it's just a gentle, easy morning and people are coming and we've got new members trying to join all the time. Not trying, they will be joining, particularly since we've had the allotment. And it's just lovely. It's very welcoming and very easygoing. And you don't have to stay the 2 hours. You can drop in and drop out. Just have a cuppa or stay the full time if you want to.
Okay. Now, I mean, I said it was a support group. It doesn't mean you go there and say, hi, I'm Fred and I'm anxious about X or Y. You just go and have a chat.
You do. And sometimes that will just come out in the conversation. Somebody might say, gosh, you know, I really struggled today. And somebody else will say, oh, I know that feeling. Have you tried this? Or, you know, and sometimes it's not about anything to do with anxiety or mental health at all. It can be just chatting about various things. And yesterday we were watching the sea turn brown through the window. You know, or sometimes we take the binoculars down and have a look at what's going by in the shipping world. And it's just very easygoing. And we sit down and say, who wants to do what today? And off we go. I mean, colouring's a favourite thing. It's renowned for stress. And people definitely leave calmer and happier for it, I think. And they're all in contact with each other. And some of them meet up on non-group days just to have coffee or lunch. It's smashing.
Excellent. Sounds great. Now, question for you. Do you have to come from Ventnor to be able to go, or can you come from anywhere?
You can come from anywhere. I believe there are anxiety cafes dotted across the island with various councils. I think Sandown have one. But we have members even from Ryde. No, you don't have to just come from Ventnor, not at all. You can come from anywhere. And we even have had holidaymakers popping in just to see what we do and, you know, have a coffee and a chat. And it's been lovely with their input.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Terry. Just give us the contact details one more time, if you would, please.
I will. And can I just, I'm so sorry, but can I just say, if there's anybody out there who would like to give us any donations for our raffle?
Of course.
It's Ventnor Day on the 14th of August. It's going to be a wonderful day. There's over 100 stalls, and we have one next to Baby Box, which is another charitable organisation. But we rather stump. We need to raise some funds for activities and jigsaw puzzles and crafts and things like that. So if anybody would like to donate, that would be fantastic. They can contact us on the Anxiety Cafe Facebook page or the Anxiety Cafe Messenger page. And any donations would be so appreciated.
Okay, and you can find out where to take them to via contacting you on those pages. That'd be great.
That would be great, and I'm happy to collect if people don't want to go to the trouble of bringing it all the way over to Ventnor or whatever. But it's going to be a great fun day, Ventnor Day, and everybody can come and meet us and see what we do and be introduced to us and see if it's for them.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for nice weather on that day.
Yes, I know. After yesterday, I was worried.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Take care and keep doing the good work.
Thank you very much, Kelvin. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.